Australia has the world's highest number of infections outside North America. Victoria and the state capital, Melbourne, continue to be the worst hit region. More than 1,000 confirmed cases of the swine flu have been reported in Victoria. Several of those infected are being treated at hospitals, but Australia has reported no swine flu fatalities. However, the Queensland State Health Minister, Paul Lucas, says that it's inevitable there will be deaths in Australia from the outbreak. Major sporting events, including an international swimming meeting, have been cancelled, and business leaders are predicting a significant downturn in tourism. Singapore is urging its citizens to avoid travel to Victoria, believing the risks are too high. Authorities in the states of New South Wales and South Australia, as well as the national capital Canberra, say children who travel to Melbourne should stay away from school for a week on their return home. But Wayne Kaylor Thompson, the chief executive of the Victorian Employers Chamber of Commerce and Industry, believes such measures are an overreaction and are damaging the state's economy.
What we'd like is perhaps more facts about just what the severity of this flu virus might be and what the real impact might be, so that we are not dealing with alarmist attitudes here, we're dealing with reality. Because it does have an impact upon reputation and people's travel plans and travel habits, and that's going to be something that we're going to have to deal with.
Several professional rugby players have been quarantined after a player contracted the H1N1 virus. A military parade near Canberra was cancelled after a cadet fell ill with swine flu. Every Australian state and territory is now affected by the outbreak. The famed remote central desert town Alice Springs has confirmed its second case of swine flu. In Western Australia, several more schools have sent children home as the number of infections in the state rose to 20. The global outbreak emerged following a raft of infections in Mexico in April. Experts have said that an effective vaccine could still be weeks away. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.